Well, it's been a rough night on financial markets, with global stocks taking their biggest tumble in around 6 months. And that's not surprising, given there are so many flashpoints in the world at the moment. And when you look at it, there's a very unsettling cocktail of factors at the moment. And that's ended the longest stretch of calm on financial markets since 1995, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing 1.9% weaker this morning. You have Argentina defaulting on its debt obligations for the second time in 13 years. It's missed an interest payment on $13 billion of debt, and that's created jitters, even though Argentina only represents 2% of emerging bond markets. Also, the Portuguese bank Banco Espirito Santo posted a $4.8 billion loss. Its shares dived by 42%, and it's now on the hunt to raise emergency capital to remain solvent and to prevent collapse. In the background, of course, there's the deepening unrest between Russia and Ukraine. That's hurting some big companies in Europe exposed to Russia. The German airline Lufthansa says travel markets look like remaining weaker because of the tensions, and the sports gear company Adidas has cut its profit forecasts as consumers stop spending in uncertain times. In the bigger picture, you have the United States, where the economy is looking up, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily rosy. ExxonMobil, the world's biggest energy company, says oil and natural gas production is at its lowest level in 5 years, so its shares are down 4%. The lack of demand has contributed to a lower oil price this morning. And the food company Kraft, which is perhaps best known for its peanut butter, fell 6%. When its quarterly results missed estimates. But it really is the good news out of the United States that's creating some volatility at the moment. Yesterday's 4% annualized growth for the last quarter and expectations of good employment numbers overnight Australia time means the US Federal Reserve is on track to end its massive money printing program in October. The end of this cheap and easy money being splashed around the world won't necessarily go down well, especially with emerging markets, according to Tom Stevenson of Fidelity International.
It probably brings forward the date when interest rates start to rise. And that's very bad news for emerging markets, because money which has gone out to emerging markets looking for returns is likely to come back to the US once interest rates start rising there. So it's really pretty imminent that the US is going to stop printing money to buy bonds to support the economy. And investors are nervous about that. And so we're moving into uncharted territory.
That was Tom Stevenson from the investment bank Fidelity International. Markets in Australia, Japan and Hong Kong are set to follow the US lead this morning and open sharply weaker. The Australian dollar has also taken a hit because of the good economic news out of the United States. That's pushed the greenback higher. This morning, the Australian dollar has been around 93 US cents, and it seems that trend is likely to continue.